Well, thank you to Chris and Mike and to Vincent for reading those accounts for us of that first Easter and of what John saw. And hopefully, maybe if you weren't convinced at the beginning of this meeting that the resurrection really happened, then maybe now perhaps you're beginning to think about it. It's true. It's a fact. Yes, it did happen. In fact, there's one man, a lawyer, Chief Justice Darling, who said this. He said that there exists such overwhelming evidence that no intelligent jury in the world could fail to bring in a verdict that the resurrection story is true. There's a man who's used to dealing with evidence and facts. He realised that this was true. But you know, this brings us on to our second question. The resurrection happened. But what does it matter for us here today, 2,000 or so years later, living in the West? Is it important? Well, for Christians it is. It is the fact on which the Christian faith is founded. Paul, in one of his letters, wrote this. He said, "If Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith." I'm a Christian here today because I believe Jesus rose from the dead. That is what a Christian is. Someone who believes that Jesus died for them and then rose again. It's important. It's of vital importance. And there's just three things that I want to bring to your attention this morning to help us realise how important Jesus' resurrection really is. They all begin with a C, so hopefully you'll be able to remember them. And again, I'll be putting them up on the screen just so you can look at them as well. And the first fact is this, that it confirms who Jesus is. Jesus' resurrection confirms who he is. You see, many people make great claims, don't they? Muhammad Ali made that famous claim that he was the greatest, the best boxer in the world. I was looking some facts up about him last night. Apparently he won only 56 of his 61 fights. So with a bit of maths, I think that's about five people who may have been a little bit better than he was. But he made a great claim. In 2002, a group called CloneAid claimed that they had cloned a human, a little baby called Eve. They said that she had been born on the 26th of December, 2002. You see, nobody believed their claim because they had no evidence. There was no proof, nothing to back up what they had said. When we look at the life of Jesus, if you flick through your Bibles and look in the Gospels of the things that Jesus said, we see that he made some very amazing claims about himself, about who he was. Here's a few of them up here for us on the screen. He said, "You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I tell you the truth, before Abraham was, I am." Strange things, perhaps, for someone to say. During his trial, Jesus was asked whether he was the Son of God. And he replied, "You are right in saying that I am." Amazing claims for a person to make. To say that he was the Son of God, to claim that he wasn't even from this world. This is what he said when a friend had died, that he was the resurrection and the life. If he who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. "I lay down my life. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again." All things that Jesus said of himself. He claimed to be God. He claimed to have power over death. He claimed to be eternal. Just imagine if Jesus had not risen from the dead. He would have exposed him as a fraud, as a liar, as someone who could not live up to his claims. He would have been consigned to history as a hoax. But he did. He made those claims. And here is one person who lived up to the things that he claimed. Muhammad Ali may have been the greatest once, but that poor man now suffering from Parkinson's disease. I'm sure any one of us could probably beat him in a fight now. No longer the greatest. Age has taken its toll on Muhammad Ali. Great tyrants of history like Hitler and Stalin. They were once a great threat. They once threatened world peace. But no longer. They've died. But Jesus Christ, this man who made all these great claims, who offered eternal life to his followers, who said that he could lay down his life and take it up again, rose again. We cannot ignore his claims. We cannot consign them to history. His claims are true. He is God's Son. He has power over death. What does that mean for us this morning? It means that we need to listen to what Jesus Christ said of himself. It means that we need to take note of this great fact that Jesus rose from the dead. We need to believe it to our eternal gain and ignore it at our peril. Jesus' resurrection confirmed who he was. But secondly, he conquered death. Jesus conquered death. There's many of you here this morning who I don't know. And I don't know maybe what's going on in your lives. But often as we go through lives, there are problems that come up in our way, aren't there? Things that trouble us. Maybe difficulties that we think we can never overcome. Debt. The children, maybe you're thinking, oh no, it's that piece of homework that I've got to hand in. There's no way I can do it. It's far too hard. That exam, it's going to be too difficult. Maybe we know that we're guilty of some crime or error and we cannot see any way around it. I probably shouldn't admit this in public because I may get my employer into trouble. But at our school, to help staff cohesion, our head teacher has brought a Nintendo Wii for the staff to play on and enjoy and just relax together. And I'm pretty confident that as I've played on it so often, I can beat most people in the school. But there is one man called Tom who is better than me. I can just about stay level with him when we play golf. I've beaten him once when we've played tennis, and with the boxing, I just haven't got a chance. He's much better than me. He's got more experience. He knows how to win. He's an opponent that I cannot overcome. There is one problem in life that none of us can overcome. It doesn't matter who we are, where we come from, how old we are, how much money we have, what kind of life we live. And that's death. A Latin writer once said this, that as men we are all equal in the presence of death. Oscar Wilde said that we can survive everything except death. It's something people don't want to talk about. Maybe you're kind of squirming in your seat even now. We don't like to think about it. It's something we can't get round, something we can't avoid, something we want to ignore. But should we be like that? Is death really that much of a problem that we should just ignore it and imagine it doesn't happen until sadly it stares us in the face? I want to put it to you today that it should not be like that. You see, if I found someone better than Tom on that computer game, I would go and talk to them and find out how I could beat him. Maybe if you've had debt problems, but you know that you've got a relative who's got lots of money, you would go to them and see if they could help you out. If children, you're stuck with your homework, you've got a friend who's the cleverest in the class, you go to them to see if they could help you. When it comes to the question of death, there is someone who's overcome it. There is someone who has defeated death. There is someone who is stronger than death, so much so that death could not hold him. He didn't stay dead. Of course, that is Jesus Christ. You know, if two wrestlers are fighting in a ring and one has the other in a hold, if that wrestler who's being held is stronger than the other one, he will break out of the clutches of his opponent. He's stronger. He's won. That is just what Jesus Christ did. He broke free from death because he is stronger than death. He conquered it. It shouldn't be that topic we avoid, especially if you are a Christian this morning. We have certainty because death is not an undefeated opponent. Jesus Christ conquered death. This is what Paul said again, that death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The resurrection of Jesus Christ gives us great hope, great certainty, because it proves to us who Jesus Christ is. It shows us that death has been conquered. But as well, and finally, it makes eternity certain. Maybe one of the reasons that people fear death so much is because they don't know what lies beyond the grave, because they're uncertain of what will happen afterwards. Perhaps they think there is no way of knowing. But you know, if I want to find something out, I'll ask somebody who knows. If I want to know any medical problems, I'll normally turn to my wife, Rhoda, because she's a nurse and she can normally tell me things that I need to know. Rather embarrassingly as well, if I need to know anything about the car, I'll normally ask her as well, because she's better on that point. But that's another matter. You know, if I want to find out about the country of Jordan, I might turn to Chris and Jill, because they've just returned from a holiday there. If I want to know something about finance, I'll turn to one of the accountants who are in our midst this morning. They're the boring people, by the way, so just avoid them. If you want to know something, you'll speak to someone who knows. When it comes to the matter of eternity, who are you going to listen to? Religions and leaders of this world who have died and stayed dead? Or someone who said that he was eternal? Someone who has tasted death and then come back from the dead? Someone who has got the knowledge? Someone who has defeated death and now lives in eternity? When I want to know what lies beyond the grave, I'm going to listen to Jesus Christ. I'm going to find out what he said, because as far as history tells me, he's the only one worth listening to on this matter, because he's the only one who can tell us. He's the only one who's ever come back from the dead by his own power. And when we read the Bible, we see some amazing statements, some amazing things that Jesus said about eternity, amazing promises. Now, if I made you a promise this morning, I'm sure that I may well let you down and break it. Jesus never told a lie. Who's God? Who cannot lie? So as we look at these promises just now, you can be sure that they are true. You can be sure that he will deliver on them. This is what Jesus said about eternity. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me. I tell you the truth. He who believes in me has everlasting life. Again, what Jesus said at the death of Lazarus, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. What do you believe is beyond the grave? I'm a Christian. Many of you here are. We believe the words of Jesus Christ because he is the one who died and then came back from the dead. This is what he promises. Eternal life. He who dies will live even though he dies, is what Jesus said. He promises a home in heaven. But I don't know if you noticed, it's always with a condition. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. I tell you the truth, he who believes in me has everlasting life. Do you believe in Jesus Christ this morning? Do you believe those claims that he made to be God? Those claims he made to be eternal. Those claims he made to have power over death. You should. Because he rose from the dead. He proved it. Do you believe that you can have eternal life beyond the grave? You can go to a paradise with God. If you believe that Jesus Christ is God, if you ask him to forgive you for your sins, if you trust that when he died on that first Good Friday, that he was dying in your place, taking the punishment that we deserve so that you can be forgiven, then those promises can be true for you. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is wonderful good news. I hate it when people say that I'm religious and that I follow a religion, because religion tells me this, that I can be good enough for God, that I can work my way up to him. But the wonderful message of the Bible is this, that we're never going to be good enough for God. But despite of that fact, God has done something about it. Jesus died in our place so that we can be forgiven, so that we can spend an eternity with him. I would not be being faithful to God's word if I did not also say this, though, that heaven is certain and so is hell. Jesus Christ made it quite clear that if we do not believe, if we do not trust him for our salvation, if we do not put our faith in him, then hell is as certain for us as heaven is for the believer. Are you going to believe him? Do you realize how important the resurrection of Jesus Christ really is? It confirms who Jesus is. He conquered death. He makes eternity certain. He gives us great hope. And it gives us that certainty for eternity. It happened. It confirms who Jesus is. Death is conquered. Eternity is certain.